What's up, fighters? Welcome to Friday Fails. Like 10, 12 years ago, I was walking down a beach in St. John, chasing my kids who were little at the time, and I struck up a conversation with some random dude walking down the beach. I was like, hey, man, amazing place, isn't it? This beach, this ocean is fucking phenomenal. The weather, all of it. Could you ask for more? And this guy kind of like wrinkled his brow and said, like, yeah, it's pretty good. And I pressed him. I was like, what do you mean it's pretty good? Like, this is St. John's. This place is paradise. He's like, yeah, but you know, let me tell you, I've been saving up for this trip for the last 10 years. I had a picture of the beaches and everything pinned on the walls of my cubicle. And I salted away enough money every paycheck to make this dream a reality. And unfortunately, when I got here, got to the destination, I was just disappointed. Yeah, you know, all 10 years of saving and, you know, my hotel room, which all sounded great on TripAdvisor and the pictures and everything, and it is, but I can hear the jets coming into the airport. I can hear the cruise ships when they're sounding their horn going into harbor over in St. Thomas. And I didn't want that. I was looking for like just peaceful paradise, whatever that meant. I'm telling you the story of this bitter ass dude because I recently had a similar situation with a homeowner. We sold to them a project that was at the top of their budget. I knew that going in. They tried to hire me 10 years prior, went with somebody half my price because that's all they could afford, which is cool, right? We all get budgets. But now they saved their money and they wanted to treat their house right. It's a nice old 150-year-old house by the ocean. Been beaten down, been kind of neglected, but they wanted to give it some TLC, which is great. Now, I'd walked them up and down the street looking at a couple other jobs that we had done years ago. Said this is the same scope of work, same materials, whatever. Here's what we're looking at. This is what the finished product's going to look like. You know, it's like, it's not going to be baby-ass smooth because there's hundreds of years of paint, but it's not going to look like the surface of the moon, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's all good. Got to the budget. We're in the backyard and just confirming the numbers we confirmed on the phone, discussed on the phone. And that was like 20, 23 grand, something like that. And they let it be known that was the absolute top of their budget. You know, so I'm like, that's cool, man. Like, I can guarantee you the scope, the labor price for the scope of work. You know, materials are a little bit apeshit right now. So there's going to be some flux in that, but I estimated them high. I'm like, I'm confident that we can bring this in at or below the budget number you have. Fast forward to the end of the job, the nitpicking starts. And little details, stuff that admittedly we should have taken care of, but it's like 95 degrees out. The dudes are like about to pass out on the ladders and shit. So I'll excuse a little bit of this. And we haven't even invoiced it like completely yet. We're just doing a walk around. But the point today is that what I'm learning in hindsight is that these people valued the 20 some odd thousand dollars they were spending more than they valued the finished product. And it put me in a real jam. And, you know, I recognized this early on in the sales process when they started talking numbers, but I should have done what my friend Derek Johnson does. Derek sells just baller ass pawns. And when somebody hands him a check, you know, 50%, $100,000 check or whatever it is, even a smaller one, and he senses any hesitancy. If he senses that they're wrapped up in the emotion of the moment and not thinking clearly, he'll take the check, he'll pick it up, he'll review it, he'll put it back down on the table, and he'll slide it across to the customer again. And he'll ask, are you sure this is what you want to do? Are you sure this is where you want to spend your $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 before you proceed? And what that does is it gives the customer an out where if they've got some instant buyer's remorse, we've all had that, right? You come back from a quote, fucking high-fiving yourself, and then there's a voicemail on your phone saying, hey, man, you know, after you left, we reconsidered. We've all been there. It certainly sucks. Derek jumps ahead of that and does it all still face-to-face so he can handle any objections and call out the elephant in the room, which is where I failed today, is that I did not call out the elephant in the room and simply ask, what would happen if after all this project is done, after you've paid $20,000 to me, that the finished result didn't meet your expectations? And who knows where that question would go? I've never asked it. But I have a feeling it would have, at the very least, given me more leverage at the back end of this job, because I'd proposed that on the front end and introduced it. But ideally, what it would have done was given them second thoughts to really ponder the decision and where things were going and whether they wanted to proceed. And whether they hired me or not at that point, it would be a win, because this has just been kind of a colossal pain in the ass with 13 grand swinging in the breeze for a couple of weeks because I had other shit to focus on. And fuck, man, it's a Friday fail. I do these things to help everybody, but I just keep picking my own scabs. And frankly, it kind of pisses me off to become my own accountability partner, but hopefully we're all better for it. So that's today's Friday Fails. Get after it. I'll see you all next week.